Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I'm very excited with my guest today. Her name is Lisa Reed, and she is the founder of Get Speaking Gigs Now. Lisa coaches speakers who want to get booked more often and more easily so they can attract their ideal clients. As a speaker, Lisa has booked and delivered over 500 talks. She coaches speakers how to get booked and stay booked. She is passionate about teaching speakers how to get their message heard so that they can make a massive impact on those who can benefit from their expertise. On this segment today, she will reveal the number one secret to getting booked and staying booked. Welcome, Lisa. I'm always honored to have you in my presence.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm so excited.
Tell us about your business and the services you provide.
Well, you know how you see a speaker at an event and there's a little voice inside you, and I know this may have happened to you a long time ago because I know you're a speaker as well, but a lot of times speakers will tell me that, you know, they're in the audience and they see another speaker out there and they think, that should be me. I should be the one up there. I should be the speaker. And they kind of have this secret dream, and it's usually been going on for quite some time, like several years, sometimes decades. And for me, like by the time I was 40, I was hired by an amazing company I still represent to attract our ideal clients through speaking. And in my first year, I didn't know what I was doing. But I booked 83 speaking engagements, and before I knew it, like, speakers from all over, they're asking me, how was I getting these type of results? And by 2017, I had created a system that I now teach in my Get Speaking Gigs Now Academy so that speakers can get on stages easily and attract their clients through speaking. I think that tends to be one of the biggest challenges that people have when they have that dream. And how do I create that dream of wanting to be the speaker to actually getting on stage? And that's what I love to help people do.
That's great. What kind of outcomes do your clients receive from the Get Speaking Gigs Now Academy?
The speakers in the Academy program, well, they get booked on their bucket list stages. I mean, obviously, we're not in control of all of that, but we try to really be strategic in what are your ideal speaking clients. What are your ideal audiences, and how do you then turn your content or your expertise into cash? And I have to say, I mean, prior to the COVID-19 experience, you know, a lot of this, we were talking about live in-person events, but I will say that the people in my academy currently pivoted very quickly and still were able to have speaking engagements and turn them into cash. It just wasn't an in-person engagement. So sometimes it's just about, okay, how do I pivot? How do I take what I have and generate clients? I've got, for example, a client right now who is finally living her dream of being a speaker and deciding what kind of coaching offering she's going to have. So part of it is like, okay, well, let's see what kind of package would you sell? What kind of services would people want from you? What could you provide people? And then how do you turn that into a talk and help to really make an impact on the people instead of second-guessing and just thinking, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. It's like, well, let's get a package together so that you can start monetizing your expertise right away and get clients right away and get on stages right away. You do not have to wait to do that. So I want to move people from, like, being stuck and stagnant to powerful and profitable. It's not that speakers don't have a lot of content. In fact, a lot of times they have so much expertise they can't whittle it down. So we take all that expertise and, like, how can we get that into a 30-minute segment or a 60-minute segment so that it's enough for people to really find value and not so much that you're fire hosing them and they don't want anything else from you. So that's that fine balance, that fine-tuning balance there.
Who is your ideal client and how can you help them be more successful?
For me, I love working with aspiring speakers who are ready to get on stage. They may not know what to do yet, like mentally ready is what I mean. Where like they have a message to share that's going to really serve an audience. And I can tell when I meet those people because usually they start sharing with me a talk that they've been thinking about developing or an idea that they have or something they're really passionate about. And they'll say, well, I kind of have this idea for a talk, and that's how it'll start. Like, and I'll say, okay, well, tell me a little bit more about that. I'm like, well, how long have you been kicking this around? And they'll say, oh, it's been a while. It's been a couple of years. And I'm like, well, what's keeping you from, you know, oh, I'm, you know, too busy, or I just don't know how to get started. And so then that's where we can really get those ideas onto paper, meaning like a digital paper, and get them in a format that's deliverable and really get them the confidence that they need to move forward and reach out. Usually I help very heart-centered speakers because the people that I work with, yes, they want to monetize, of course, and you know, be able to provide for their families, and rightfully so, I believe in that reciprocity of and energy flow of money. But it's usually from a deep desire to serve others and to really provide an impact for people. And you can only do so much one-on-one. When you start to move towards one-to-many, you're able to make a bigger impact with whatever expertise you have. So so that's really the cool part about being heart-centered and wanting to be a speaker is that you get to influence more people, affect more people, make an impact, and really change lives. I mean, I've got people who, you know, their services will help save people's lives. So it's not even just about changing people's lives. It's like sometimes a life-or-death situation. And people need to hear your expertise.
Yeah, that's great. What is the number one secret to getting booked and staying booked as a speaker, even now during what we're going through?
Yes, and this is what this is the big reveal, right, for our show today. I have found so much success, and this is before I had my business, and I continue to use this secret. And I tell people this, they don't realize how powerful it is. And that is to create what I call a speaker soulmate in your life. And so I always say you need to link arms with another speaker. This might be one or two people, maybe three at the most, but I teach this speaker soulmate system, and that has generated hundreds of booked gigs for me, and it helps my clients generate booked gigs, where you get the red carpet rolled out for you and avoid those awkward cold calls, the emails that don't go anywhere. Like you email somebody and it just goes into the delete pile or whatever. You don't know. You never hear back from that person. When you get when I say speaker soulmate, it means somebody that you have developed a relationship with, or you have probably seen them speak. They have seen you speak, or if you're just starting brand new, you're supporting each other. Maybe you practice in front of each other. But your services aren't in competition with each other, but they are complementary, meaning you would have a similar audience. And so when you start to link arms with that other speaker, then if they're out going to get gigs and you're out going to get gigs, then you're really doubling your efforts. And it starts to become exponential because there's only so many calls or emails or touches or, you know, people that you're going to meet on your own. When we can trust in the collaboration process of somebody else is when your whole world can change. And like in my academy, the Get Speaking Gigs Now Academy, I purposely have our coaching is in a group setting because I'm creating a space for people to foster those relationships, find their speaker soulmate that's going to help blow up their speaking business in a really, really good way. So it's kind of this dual purpose. Like, it's fun, hopefully, if you find someone, your speaker soulmate, it's not going to be someone you don't get along with. It's going to be someone that you really value and trust and respect and you know, and you would want to do a favor for them and they would want to do a favor for you. So it's a really beautiful relationship. And that has been my number one secret for many, many years, 7 years now.
If speakers could have one wish, what do you think that would be?
I think that speakers really just want to get on stage without ever having to pick up the phone or email anybody. I don't know about you, Robbie, but that's what I hear. Like, they just want it to magically happen. Like, I just
want
to wave
they
the
want
magic
everybody
wand
to find
and get on stage. Yeah, like, just find me. And I will say, although that sounds like a little bit of a pipe dream right now for some of the listeners, I'm sure, once you've got to do some of the hard work, you got to lay the tracks. That does happen. I do get certainly emails and phone calls and requests to be a speaker, but I've been doing it for a while. I definitely, you know, spent my time, pounding the pavement. But I think that's really what speakers want. I think they just love speaking. They love, you know, being up there and seeing people light up. And you get that. But I think the other part of being a speaker is the other stuff, the behind-the-scenes stuff, like all the work that goes into getting on that stage. There is some other pieces to it, but it doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to be painful. And that's why I like to teach people. It's like, let me show you the ways to make it really easy for yourself. You're not pulling your hair out. Yes, there's part of a sales process, but let's make it fun. Let's make it easier on you. Let's get a yes easier so that you're not getting frustrated by that part of the process.
What do you think is one of the biggest obstacles aspiring speakers face?
I think it's confidence and self-doubt, and there's also this disease going around called comparisitis. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
It's a pretend disease, but where people compare themselves to other people, and so one of the things that they can start thinking is like, oh, well, I don't have as much as this person. I don't have, you know, a big team. I don't have a big offer. I've never been on that kind of stage, whatever. You know, so the biggest obstacle is often the one in between our ears and the dialogue that we say. Yeah, the dialogue that we say to ourselves that keep us from. And when you're becoming a speaker, that could be particularly loud voice because it is, I think, very courageous to be a speaker. I honor anyone who has the courage to get up there and share their belief or their expertise or their talent. It takes courage because you're up there pretty much alone. I mean, everyone's staring at you. You are vulnerable and exposed. And it takes guts. And what I have found is that when your passion starts to overcome your fear is usually when I get that phone call. It's like, you know, I've been putting this on the back burner for so long and dreaming about it and wishing and hoping and praying, crossing the fingers, and I'm ready to finally leap into this. Like, this is what I need to do. And certainly the situation that we're in now with sheltering in place and all the things that are, you know, people are faced with, if that hasn't prompted you to like go after your own dream, I don't know what could. You know, if you're waiting for a sign, this is it. You got to take the bull by the horns. Obviously, I'm getting very excited about this, but I just think it's an exciting time to really share your message because you can do it in so many different ways right now.
The speaking industry seems hard for a lot of people to break into. What is one of the mistakes newer speakers are making out there?
I think that they have a hard time getting started. One of the things that I've seen, in fact, I saw this recently, is that people get an opportunity to speak, and they're very excited, and they might think that getting that opportunity is all they need. Okay, great. I've got a stage. I'm going to get, you know, tons of clients and, you know, it's going to go so well. And they're really excited, but they don't practice their talk. they might think, oh, well, I'm an expert in, you know, ABC, so I'm just going to get up there and talk because I could talk about that forever. And that is a huge, huge mistake, and it's a wasted opportunity because it's different. Speaking on stage, especially if you're there to promote your business or in some way, you know, attract clients, is a different communication than any other communication. Yes, we've all been talking for most of our lives, you know, but this kind of communication is strategic and serving, and you need to be aware of your audience. You need to be on time. You need to finish on time. So there's all these different pieces that go into that type of communication, and it makes me cringe when I see speakers go up there and what I would say, wing it, is very heartbreaking to me because it doesn't usually go very well. And that's when I really encourage, if you have that kind of opportunity, please, you know, you certainly can reach out to me, getspeakinggigsnow.com, and schedule a call with me just so we can see what you have. But if anything, just practice it and practice it and practice it so that you have all the kinks worked out so you feel really confident when you're up there.
What is one of the biggest myths in the speaking industry that causes people to second-guess themselves?
I think that one of the biggest myths is that you have to have a big team and a fancy system and software and a video and all this infrastructure. I was lucky enough to not know what I didn't know when I got started. I call it ignorance on fire. I was like, okay, well, I have my talk. I got a phone. I have an email. Let's go. And that was how I booked my first – I think I mentioned 83 talks in my first year. I didn't have a speaker sheet, didn't have a video reel, didn't have any fancy software, but I had a phone, and I had chutzpah, and I had courage and an email address, and that's what I used. And so if you have those things, you can start, and that's what I would recommend. Starting is actually the hardest part.
One of the biggest challenges business owners and coaches have is getting more clients. What strategies can you offer people who are thinking about using speaking as a way to generate clients?
Well, one of the things, and this I go through some of these items in my book, which is also called Get Speaking Gigs Now, and you can get that on my website. But one of the things that we talk about in terms of generating your own clients is having systems that will actually lead people through your sales funnel, right? So it's describe what some of the listeners might be thinking, well, what is a sales funnel? I didn't realize that not everybody knew what that was. So in one of my chapters, I explained this is a sales funnel, and I'll go through it in a moment. But you need to have a sales strategy. Being a speaker, you are selling. Whether you're selling yourself to get the gig or you're selling a product when you're on stage or you're selling to get asked back, that's sales. If you're in business for yourself, you're in sales whether you like it or not. Most people don't like sales. I mean, some people love it and they're great at it and they really enjoy it. Most speakers really just want to speak. They don't necessarily think of the sales part, and that's kind of the afterthought. So one of the things that I'll help people do is really fine-tune that strategy. What is your sales strategy? And I will say, Robbie, not everybody, there is no two sales strategies that are alike, because what we'll do is figure out what is really a good sales strategy for that person. What are you comfortable with? Like I had one of my clients was very honest with me. She said, I'm horrible at follow-up. I just don't do it. So if she were to have a sales strategy that required her to enter in information or make phone calls, she was not going to do it. So we needed to create a different strategy for her that was actually something she'd be willing to do and okay with doing. Like, what are you excited about? What do you love? How do you get your clients? How do you typically sign people up? And so we would come up with a way that really worked for her. And because I know from working with speakers that if I tell them to do something or I suggest something that they should do, and they don't really want to do it, they are not going to do it on stage. They will forget. They will run out of time. There'll be a million reasons why that does not get done. So for me as their coach, it's super important to find a strategy that truly feels good in that person's bones. It's in alignment with who they are, with how they show up. And it could even be something as simple as, okay, you're going to pass a piece of paper out. What's going to be on the piece of paper? What are you going to tell people to do? So again, it doesn't mean, when I say sales strategy, it doesn't have to be complicated or, you don't have to have a huge team to manage it. It can be something very simple, but we just want to make sure it's super clear because a confused buyer will not purchase. So if the speaker's confused, the buyer is not going to, the buyer will also be confused. And I will explain really quickly what a sales funnel is, just in case somebody doesn't know. In the barest form, it is how are you going to, it's like the life cycle of your client. How would you turn them from a lead, from someone you don't know, a stranger, to a lead, to a prospect, to a client, to someone who's going to refer you. So there's this sales cycle, this process. Like, are you going to offer them something to opt into on your website, or are you going to offer a strategy session, which I do that. I do both things because I know that some people want to see my style. So they're going to go to getspeakinggigsnow.com and they can get a free opt-in that says it's for 5 top tips to get more speaking gigs. And that way they can read a little bit about the tips, learn some things, get to know my style a little bit more, see if this, try a couple of those things out, see what works. And, or if they're like, you know what, I want her tips, but I really just want to talk to her and tell her my situation and see if this is a fit. Great. Then you can sign up for a strategy session with me. And I like to do that, Robbie, because every speaker has a different journey. There's not like this, it's not like every, you know, some people have a speaker sheet, some people don't. Some people have already had clients. Some people are just getting started. Some people have been speaking for a while. Some people haven't. So there's all these different ways that I want to find out, where are you on your journey? What is missing to get you to this next step? What does that next step look like? And so we have a conversation and see if we're a fit business-wise and personality-wise, and is this something I could truly help them with? So that would be one example of a sales funnel.
For the speakers listening out there, how can they shift from thinking about speaking to actually getting a gig booked? And then also tell us a little bit about your book. We have about 6 minutes, 50 seconds.
Sure. So first, this is where we're able to really do some internal work. When you're thinking about getting booked versus actually going through the motions of getting booked is an internal dialogue shift. So we talk about what's actually holding you back, what fears, what concerns, what self-doubts actually holding you back. And then also we're going to make sure that you have all the strategies that you need to move forward. So it's a combination of both. Sometimes you just don't actually know what to do, and that's okay. Then we're gonna fill those blank answers in with some strategies that really work for you. But sometimes you can know all the strategies in the world and you're still not doing what you need to be doing. Now we're talking about an emotional, mental block, and we need to figure out that. And we probably need to also keep addressing that to make sure that you're recognizing when that's coming up and when that's keeping you down. And that's a distinction. Like, anytime you're going to get into something new, it can be a little scary mentally. So we want to make sure that you have the tools in order to move past that. And then in terms of my book, it's called Get Speaking Gigs Now. It's available on my website, getspeakinggigsnow.com, and I'll take you directly to the Amazon link. It's where you learn the secrets to booking over 500 speaking gigs, which is what so I share my steps. In that, we talk about how to get your talk ready to rock, creating your ideal speaking gig pipeline, and that's akin to what I was explaining regarding the sales funnel. We also talk about monetizing your speaking engagements, which is super important. I go through a whole system of how do you get asked back again and again? And again, I'm always thinking about, like, how do we find the cold calls and help you get booked and stay booked more easily? Not, it's like, let's work smart, not too hard. Let's work smart. Let's have fun. We go through all the things that you would need to have a speaker, what you would need on your speaker sheet, how to keep that speaking gig pipeline full, and then I also cover some scripts on getting booked and staying booked. So that's super important. And all of those are actually the base curriculum for my academy, which people can do online on their own. It's all virtual, and you can do it as quickly, go through it as quickly as you would like. So literally someone could spend the weekend, go through all the content, and be fully on their way to get started. And if they would like some more support, then we do a different, an additional tier where they also get coaching with me to give that, get that direction. Like, should I go left? Should I go right? Should, is it too long? Is it too short? What should I title my talk? How could I make money doing my talk? Is this a good idea? all those questions and more are things that we cover in the coaching.
Lisa, how many talks do you think if a speaker say they, you know, in order to go back to a place again, maybe the following year, how many talks do you think a speaker really needs to have?
Oh, you know, I think the average is like, you mean like how many should they have as a goal for a year?
Yeah, the topic. Yeah, how many topics should they?
Oh, how many topics? Oh, yeah, with topics, I think three is good, but I do encourage people to start with one, like, because one thing that I have found speakers can do that will keep them from starting to get themselves out there is starting to create a bunch of talks and not getting out there. They think, oh, well, I can't start unless I have three talks. I'm like, no, that's not true. You got to get out there with one talk, perfect it, go out there, try it out, see, you're going to change it. And then once you've had some success with that, then you can call the organizations back and say, hey, guess what? I've have this different talk. Would you like me to come back? Then you can start doing that. I wouldn't start with three. I would start with one.
That's good. Well, we have 2 minutes left. What last words would you like to give them and tell them how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. You can go to getspeakinggigsnow.com and you can definitely sign up for a consultation with me. The speaker strategy session. It is my ultimate honor and joy to discuss your speaker dreams and vision and whatever's holding you back. I would like to see how I can best help you. So that is definitely one way to find me. If you are local to the area, you can also go to ocspeakersnetwork.com, which is a group that I founded 7 years ago, back in 2013. And we usually meet in Orange County, but we are currently meeting virtually, and that may continue. So you are welcome to go to ocspeakersnetwork.com to check us out and see when we are going to be meeting again. We meet monthly. And those are my best things. I wish we had more time where I could go into further explanation of what some things people can do. But
well, we'll have you back another time. So I'm just happy that, Lisa, that you were able to be on my show today, because the tips you've given and the fact that they can go to www.getspeakinggigsnow.com and they can buy speaking gigs, that's really great. And that's the start, and they can also see more about you. So we're down to 40-something seconds, so we're going to have to bring this to a close. And I want to thank you so much for being
thank
a guest
you.
Today.
Thank you so much, and I encourage everyone to speak your dreams and get out there. You can do it.
Okay, and you're a great speaker. I've heard you speak, so I know that the knowledge you've gained, you're sharing with others.
Thank you.